In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of Mercy, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The gospel today is probably where we see revealed in the most clear fashion the works of the corporal works of mercy by our Lord in his gospel today, because he is talking about taking care of the bodily needs of our neighbor, his food, drink, welcoming him, clothing him, and being attentive to their needs. And he identifies himself with all those, to the least of our brothers and sisters, that he doing to them is doing to our Lord. And that is one part of this time during Lent that we should become maybe more attentive to, is are those people around us who are in need. And there may not necessarily be material needs, of course. There may be people who are in need of clothing and food and drink. But he also talks about just showing charity of ourselves and visiting those in prison. And he says, one that you don't maybe, it's the first time I really noticed it this morning in the gospel, was the one he says, a stranger and you welcomed me. So just showing a certain hospitality to those who are new or are strangers in our midst is already showing kindness to our Lord. You know, we don't think sometimes that greeting somebody who is passing by or comes to, is not known to you, to go out and extend a welcome to them is also very much a part of the practices that we should do as Christians, followers of Christ. And some people think that, God today, or the God of the New Testament, is much more merciful than the God of the Old Testament. They somehow think that there's two different gods. They say, why is God in the Old Testament so severe as opposed to in the New Testament? I think we always have to keep in mind that the New Testament is new because it's far improved, not because of God's improved, but because God has given us the means for us to improve, and also he has atoned for sins by establishing the covenant in his own Son's blood. God has established this new covenant, and that new covenant, as we know, took place on Calvary. So we live at these times, or in these times, post-Calvary. So Father John Harden says that God would have long ago destroyed the world if it wasn't for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Jesus pleading with his Father on our behalf. You might say this is the fountain of God's mercy, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord is offering himself and being offered to the Father for our salvation, and he is pleading mercy for us and atoning for sins. And we can't say that man before the sacrifice of the Mass was, we have some pretty big sins today, killing millions and maybe even getting close to a billion, probably, just from abortion and contraception. Who knows the big sin that is? Only God probably is able to discern and know that one. And yet, we haven't been destroyed for that, because the holy sacrifice of the Mass is pleading God's mercy on us. But of course, at some point, there's going to be something exacted for that. And we know that unconfessed sin, that's going to be exacted in hell. Unforgiven sin is where those who are, you know, in mortal sin, they will end up being punished for all eternity in hell. But even those sins that have been forgiven, there's going to be a punishment for it, or at least a reparation for it in purgatory. You know, and that's why we have even other aspects of God's mercy that we can atone and alleviate that punishment or remit that punishment by practicing indulgences, by offering charity and the charities that our Lord is mentioning in the gospel today. He says that charity covers a multitude of sins and can atone for the temporal punishment that is due to them, because every time we commit a sin, there's a punishment for it. And that justice of God has to be made up for. And so then mercy, you might say, is the way that it is atoned for or wiped away by offering these acts of charity, which is what the indulgences are. Offered for ourselves or for the souls in purgatory are ways of offering charity to alleviate the suffering of the souls in purgatory, or to wipe away that which is due to our own sins that we've confessed by doing these acts of charity, whether it be certain prayers that we offer to God on behalf of others for the poor souls, or whether it be doing some acts of corporal charity, you know, attending to the needs of the poor around us and those in need. So today, as we look to our observance of Lent, let us be more mindful of looking out for our neighbor, looking to see to their needs and attending to them, and also the not, and of course there are the corporal, which are so clearly spelled out today in the gospel, but that doesn't mean that the spiritual are to be neglected as well. We need to also be mindful of those, to pray for the dead, to give, to counsel the ignorant, to admonish the sinner. All those are also very important aspects of God's mercy, and that we need to put those into practice as well. And ask Our Lady in a special way that we may be attentive to those things that may help us to, as Pope Francis said, get out of our comfort zone, to reach out to those in our midst. And they may be those maybe in our own family that maybe by our actions we have in the past been uncharitable. Maybe we've neglected some friendship or some kindnesses that we should have offered to those in our own family. As we know, charity begins at home. And so maybe to start looking there first for where we can practice those corporal and spiritual works of mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.